Okay, go back to repeat last week. One day, I saw two roads. One was broad, covered with sand and flowers, full of joy, music, and all sorts of pleasures. People walked along it, dancing and enjoying themselves. They reached the end without realizing it. And at the end of the road, there was a horrible precipice, that is, the abyss of hell. The souls fell blindly into it. As they walked, so they fell. Just going down. Wasn't aware anything happening. Just continued, right? And the number was so great that it was impossible to count them. So many people go to hell. And I saw the other road, or rather a path, but it was narrow and strewn with thorns and rocks. And the people who walked along it had tears in their eyes, and all kinds of suffering befell them. Some fell down upon the rocks, but stood up immediately and went on. At the end of the road, there was a magnificent garden filled with all sorts of happiness, and all these souls entered there. At the very first instant, they forgot all their sufferings. So today, you might have lots of sufferings. Once you get to the garden, it's always gone. Everything is past. Just enjoy the moment. Once, there was adoration at a convent of the Sister of the Holy Family. I went there in the evening with one of our sisters. As soon as I entered the chapel, the presence of God filled my soul. I prayed, as I do at certain times, without saying a word. Suddenly, I saw the Lord who said to me, "No, that if you neglect the matter of the painting, of the image, and the whole work of mercy, you will have to answer for a multitude of souls on the day of judgment." The picture. She tried not to do it again because too much people against it. And she's alone in a convent, a little sister working in the kitchen. No degree, no doctorate degree, nothing. A simple girl. So nobody believed. Even the whole community doesn't believe her. They said that she's just, you know, yeah, just thinking something strange. And these words of our Lord, a sudden fear filled my soul. An alarm took hold of me. Try as I would, I could not calm myself. These words kept resounding in my ears. So I will not only have to answer for myself on the day of judgment, but also for the souls of others. You know, when you do bad, you affect the others also. But that you go to hell, you are accompanied by other, you have other go to hell, same. These words cut deep into my heart. When I returned home, I went to the little Jesus, fell on my face before the Blessed Sacrament, and said to the Lord, "I will do everything in my power, but I beg you to be always with me and to give me strength to do your holy will. For you can do everything while I can do nothing of myself." At a certain point, we have to do ourselves also. We can't do anything better. Just entrust. It has happened to me for some time now that I emitted this sense in my soul when someone is praying for me, and likewise sense it in my soul when some soul asks me for prayer, even though they do not speak to me about it. The feeling is one of sudden disquiet, as if someone were calling me, and my prayer obtained peace. So maybe some souls in purgatory asking for prayer should feel something. If she didn't pray, disquiet. Then try prayer, quiet. Once I decided very much to receive Holy Communion, but I had a certain doubt. I did not go. I suffered greatly because of this. It seemed to me that my heart would burst from the pain. When I set about the work, my work, my heart full of bitterness, Jesus suddenly stood by me and said, "My daughter, do not omit Holy Communion unless you know well that your fall was serious. Apart from this, no doubts must stop you from uniting yourself with me in the mystery of my love. Your minor faults will disappear in my love like a piece of straw thrown into a great furnace. Though that you grieve me much when you fail to receive me in Holy Communion." If you don't, telling her, if you don't receive me, I feel more sorry. She might be, you know, doubt there's some minor mistakes, and she dare not. She's supposed to have a pure, perfect soul to receive the Blessed Sacrament. And Jesus said, "No, some mistakes, okay. I suffer more if you don't come to me." You see, that's the heart of Jesus. Can you imagine? Maybe for us human being, you're not pure. Wait, before you're pure, don't come to me. But Jesus, go to the sinners. Stay with them. You know, even criticized by people. In the evening, when I entered the small chapel, I heard these words in my soul: "My daughter, consider these words. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly." Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. If you're really suffering, you pray more. Too much. When I started to think about them more deeply, much light streamed into my soul. I learned how much we need perseverance in prayer, and that our salvation often depends on such difficult prayer. So we are disturbed many times, no? Inner, outside. Even when you listen, you are easily distracted. Just a plate of fry coming, and then you are... When I was at Kietz to replace one of the sisters for a short time, I went across the garden one afternoon and stopped on the shore of the lake. I stood there for a long time, contemplating my surroundings. Suddenly, I saw the Lord Jesus near me, and he graciously said to me, "All this I created for you, my spouse. And know that all this beauty is nothing compared to what I have prepared for you in eternity." So sometimes we see things so beautiful, the sunset, sunrise, the clouds, the birds, flowers, trees. Jesus said, all this I created for you. So that means some people say, in nature, it's a prayerful time. Imagine, no? All this God made for you. If Jesus said to Faustina, it said to us also the same, you know. Not because Jesus loved Faustina more and then only for her. Only for you too. Do you agree? Believe that. Jesus loves us so much. We just, we can imagine. Because we won't do it to others. That we will not think this is possible. But Jesus is something very different. My soul was inundated with such consternation that I stayed there until evening. And it seemed to be like a brief moment. That was my free day, set apart for a one-day retreat. So I was quite free to devote myself to prayer. Oh, how the infinite good God pursues us with His goodness. It often happens that the Lord grants me the greatest graces when I do not at all expect them. Many times we thought we just pray, ask, and they were given. Even before we ask, already given, maybe we don't know. That's the point. O blessed host, in golden chalice, enclosed for me, that through the vast wilderness of exile, I may pass pure, immaculate, undefiled. Oh, grant that through the power of your love, this might come to be. Oh, blessed host, take up your dwelling within my soul. Oh, thou, my heart's purest love, with your brilliance, the darkness dispel. Refuse me not your grace to a humble heart. O blessed host, enchantments of all heaven, though your beauty be veiled and captured in a crumb of bread, strong faith tears away that veil. The crusade day, which is the fifth of the month, happened to fall on the first Friday of the month. This was my day of keeping watch before the Lord Jesus. It was my duty to make amends to the Lord for all offenses and acts of disrespect, and to pray that on this day no sacrilege be committed. This day my spirit was set aflame with the special love for the Eucharist. It seemed to me that I was transformed into a blazing fire. When I was about to receive Holy Communion, a second host fell on the priest's sleeve, and I did not know which host I was to receive. And I had hesitated for a moment. The priest made an impatient gesture with his hand to tell me I should receive the host. So when the priest, because by that time all people kneel down, no? And the priest come to give Holy Communion. But then she saw another host on the sleeve of the priest. So she thought, which one I have to receive? No, the priest didn't know. You know, so he queried, what about you? When you come, and then she was watching, then you watching, looking for some other thing. When I took the host he gave me, the other one fell onto my hand. Never happened, because usually only the priest can give the Holy Communion by that time, no? Not even the Eucharist minister, nobody, only the priest can give only Eucharist, no? And so when she gave, then the other one fell on her hand. The priest went along the altar rail to distribute communion, and I held the Lord Jesus in my hand, all the time. She did not take into her mouth. She doesn't know what to do. She's not supposed to touch. No? Then she's very genuine, no? What to do? So she's waiting for the priest going. I come back, no? When the priest approached me again, I raised the host for him to put it back into the chalice. Because when I had first received Jesus, I could not speak there, consuming the host. So the first time, she received the host, no? So, and then the host fall into her hand. So she cannot speak. Or supposed to shout out, "Father, Father!" Another one. No. And so could not tell him that the other had fallen. But while I was holding the host in my hand, I felt such a power of love that for the rest of the day, I could neither eat nor come to my senses. You see, you're just holding the Eucharist. They are holding Jesus the whole day. So imagine, I asked those people helping to this Holy Communion, the Eucharistic minister, or us as priests, do we have this kind of sensitivity the whole day? So much as it's in heaven already. I heard these words from the host. "I decide to rest in your hands, not only in your heart." You see, Jesus decide to rest not only in her heart, also in her hand. And at that moment, I saw the little Jesus. But when the priest approached, I saw once again only the host. So by that time, she saw two things: the host and the baby Jesus. But when the priest come, just the host. So give back to the priest. Another paragraph. "O Mary, Immaculate Virgin, pure crystal for my heart, you are my strength, O sturdy anchor. You are the weak heart's shield and protection. O Mary, you are pure, of purity incomparable, a wonderful virgin and mother. You are beautiful as a sun without blemish, and your soul is beyond all comparison." Shift another the door. Shift the other way. Yes. "Your beauty has delighted the eye of the thrice holy one. He has descended from heaven, leaving his eternal throne, and took body and blood of your heart, and for 9 months lay hidden in a virgin's heart. O Mother, Virgin, purest of all lilies, your heart was Jesus' first tabernacle on earth. Only because no humility was deeper than yours were you raised above the choirs of angels and above all saints. O Mary, my sweet mother, I give you my soul, my body, and my poor heart. Be the guardian of my life, especially at the hour of death, in the final strife." Another paragraph. January 1st, 1937. The first night, "Jesus, I trust in you." The first night. "Charge of eternal control soul, particular examine to be united with the merciful Christ. Practice inner silence, strict observance of silence. The conscience, January, God and the soul, silence." Jesus mentioned the kind of self-examine, no? Since the God and the soul, the title, silence. "Victories, 41. Falls, 4. Exclamatory prayer. But Jesus remained silent. I think she's asking Jesus to give her the mark. At the end of the semester, she asked the report. So Jesus is responding. What about my silence? So Jesus very glad. 41 times you overcome. 4 times you fail. At the second point, the exclamatory prayer. But Jesus remained silent. Fabry, God and the soul. Silence, victories 36, falls 3. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. March, God and the soul. Silence, victory 51, falls 2. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus enkindled my heart with love. April, God and the soul silence, victories 61, falls 4. Exclamatory prayer, with God I can do all things. May, God and the soul silence, victories 92, falls 3. Exclamatory prayer, in His name is my strength. That's the month, old month. Just put yourself kind of meditational to those prayerful ejaculation. June, God and the soul silence, victories 64, falls 1. Exclamatory prayer, all for Jesus. July, God and the soul silence, victories 62, falls 8. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus rest in my heart. August, God and the soul silence, victories 88, falls 7. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, you know. September, God and the soul silence, victories 99, falls 1. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, hide me in your heart. October, God and the soul silence, victories 41, falls 3. Exclamatory prayer, Mary, unite me with Jesus. November, God in the soul silence, victories falls. Exclamatory prayer, oh my Jesus, have mercy. December, God in the soul silence, victories falls. Exclamatory prayer, Hail, Living Host. Now, to go to the year 1937, general exercise. So that was the chart of internal control soul. And now these are general exercises. O Most Holy Trinity, as many times as I breathe, as many times as my heart beats, as many times as my blood pulses through my body, so many thousand times do I want to glorify your mercy. I want to be completely transformed into your mercy and to be a living reflection, O Lord. May the greatest of all divine attributes, that of your unfathomable mercy, pass through my heart and soul to my neighbor. So transmit it. What is God's given you, share with others. Don't keep it for yourself. Love is always sharing, always giving. Be worthy of yourself. Nothing of yourself. Only for others. That's how you keep peace. The time you look for peace, you lose peace. The time you lose peace, you get peace. You know? That's what Jesus says, no? time you want it, you lose it. The time you lose it, you gain it. So love is always giving. Not for yourself. Don't think so much thing of yourself. The more you giving out, the more you live in His life, that's the time you have peace. Okay.